You know what, guys? Stay there on hold. Terry McLaurin is talking after an Eastern Motors commercial shoot. We're going to go to it live right now.
They've taken whatever tack they've taken, and have you now opened your mind up to being somewhere else?
You know, I haven't got to that part yet. It has been disappointing. Going into this offseason, I thought there was going to be more progress. And, you know, I know those discussions were there at the beginning. And, you know, kind of since OTAs and minicamp, you know, we haven't had any discussions. We haven't talked at all. And, you know, that's tough, you know, obviously with camp coming around the corner. And so I haven't thought that far yet to really, you know, see what's next in the standpoint of leaving or not, you know, because I want to be here and I want to make that abundantly clear. Like, I really appreciate this fan base, this city, this place has become my home. You know, I mean, I've poured a lot of myself and given everything that I can every single day since I've been here, through the wins, losses, good, bad. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you do want to feel valued and you do want to feel appreciated. And I think, you know, how the market is today, it pretty much conveys what guys of my caliber are deserving of, and I feel like I fit that in that box because of just how I've always carried myself on and off the field and the value I know I bring to a team, and I know I bring to my teammates, and I know that I bring to an organization. And you know, I don't want to put myself in a position to feel like you have to beg for somebody to see your worth and your value. You feel like you've put that out there year in, year out, you know what I mean? Everything previous regimes, and even now, you know, I mean, I've done everything that's been asked of me. I'm not perfect at all. I've definitely made mistakes, but I've always led with the right foot, and I've tried to put myself in a position to be a person that can be valued and respected amongst his coaches and his teammates, but also be a dog on the field. I don't want to get that mistaken. Like, I feel like I'm one of the best receivers in this league, and you know, it's not because of me just feeling that way. I feel like I've proven that, and I'm gonna continue to work hard to prove that. And that's kind of where things are. So I haven't really, you know, gotten to the part of trade or not. Like, I want things to work out, but at the end of the day, like, it takes two to tango, you know what I mean? And so however things go these next few days, I know camp's around the corner. I'll talk to my agent and we'll go from there. But overall, you just want to be appreciated and valued for who you are and what you bring to the team, and also what you feel like you could continue to do, because best believe, I don't feel like I play my best ball yet, and I still feel like I have a lot of great things that I can do and bring to a team. And so you know, it's disappointing that it's gotten to this point, and the toughest part is being away from my teammates, honestly, you know, because I came into part of OTAs and things like that with the assumption things were going to progress a lot quicker than they have. And it's disappointing because I've always been a team guy and a leader. And the great thing about, you know, the great thing I take away is I've gotten a lot of support from my teammates. I've played golf with them. I've hung out with them. I've talked to multiple guys, and they know where I stand. They know how I feel. And I think the tough part is they have to decipher things through the media. And, you know, they know I'm an open book. So everybody I've talked to, I've been 100% open and honest with them of where I stand and how things have been. And so I know I got their respect and their support, and I'm going to continue to prove that when I'm on the field, whenever that time is. So, you know, just because I'm in this scenario doesn't change the fact of who I am and my character, because I'm going to continue to be Ted McLaurin no matter where I'm at. And that's who's God's built me to be. That's who I've tried to prove who I am, and I'm going to continue to walk in that.
Terry, what needs to happen next to get this thing back on track?
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field, and you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly, and I know the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. You know, I haven't missed practices. I block. I play full game. You know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that, whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body. And I'm going to continue to do that so I can be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then, you know, then you have to take steps from there.
Understanding it's a business, is it hard for you to separate the business from the emotion here?
Of course. You know, I mean, to a certain degree, when you feel you have a way of feeling that what you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, the front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team. And I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just, you know, having to be in this limbo. And but I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built. But at the same time, I have to stand on my worth and my value. You know, I've worked really hard to create that, and I know the person that God has blessed me to be. And I know that I'm a leader in that locker room. And when you have that kind of person who brings what I bring on the field, off the field, in the community, I feel that's somebody that should be valued at a very high level. Fortunately, you know, I've proven that, but unfortunately, you know, you can't force somebody to see value. You know what I mean? And we just got to see where that goes from here. But that's just the disappointing part, because you feel like you've done the things right. You've bought into the tea of everything that this culture was building last year. And, you know, I thought it was definitely going to be into the future of that. And so, again, I have not made any declarations of one way or another, but I'm just kind of speaking on how it's made me feel, how this offseason has been, the frustrations I felt. That's all true. You know what I mean? That's not just what people are hearing. Like, it's coming from me. And definitely I want to just continue to take things day by day and see where it goes from there.
If teams don't progress, do you know how you all approach camp?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day. And, you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And so I haven't made that decision yet. And I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
Going through even yesterday with Wilson getting his contract.
Yeah.
I think the market has been pretty well set at that position, and where do you think you fit in that market?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, Garrett Wilson deserves what he was paid. You know, I know I'm a little biased being a Buckeye, but he's a great player, and he brings a lot to his team, and he's fought through adversity as well. And I feel like that his team, not only from the past regime, but, you know, the new regime that they have now, they honor and they see that, and they see what he brings to the team, and they compensate him as such. And so I can't really speculate on how that necessarily affects me. He's different than I am. But at the end of the day, like, what top receivers are compensated in today's NFL, wide receiver ones, I feel like I am that. And I feel like that has displayed itself not only just this cycle of receivers who have signed, but last year, you know. And I know I'm in that category. And so it's just a matter of seeing if it makes sense for myself and if the team feels like it makes sense for them. But, you know, it's hard to say, like, how that transpires from here. But I know I'm deserving of what I'm asking for, and I'm willing to stand firm on that. And, you just kind of got to see where it goes from there. You know, they feel how they feel, and I feel how I feel. You hope you can come to some sort of understanding and common ground. You know what I mean? I'm not a combative person, but I am someone who's going to stand on my worth and know what I bring to a team. Not because of, oh, I feel that way. It's because of what I've proven year and year and year, and what I know I will continue to prove, Lord willing, to keep me healthy as I've been. And, you know, the tough part is just missing the time and feeling like you've missed out on building with your teammates and your quarterback and the new additions. And each team and each year is different. So when I feel like, you know, I'm a missing piece of that, you know what I mean? I feel like that definitely affects the team, you know what I mean? And hearing from my teammates and see how they feel, and, you know, they're confused and as well. So it's just not a lot of clarity, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I just want clarity, you know what I mean? If they don't feel like I'm part of their future, then okay, just tell me that. You know, I'm a grown adult. I can handle hard truths, you know what I mean? What I've been through in my life, I've definitely been through tough things, been through adversity, been through situations where people may not have saw my value, and that's okay, but somebody will, and I'm going to continue to give them my all, whoever feels that way.
Terry, considering how last year for this team so much was the good vibes that led to what the season became, does that make it even more surprising based on what you're saying as to that you're here? It sounds like it's not even just money definitively, it's other aspects.
Definitely. You know what I mean? It's obviously the compensation, but it's kind of like the confusion. You know what I mean? All year you feel like you're a part of something. You earned the right to be a captain. You were selected by your teammates and coaches and honored at that. Throughout the season, through the ups and the downs, through the growing process of, you know, a new offense, a new coaching staff, a young quarterback, all these things. And I just tried to lead with the right way. I didn't complain. You know what I mean? Things didn't go my way. Like, or we had tough stretches of time. Like, I was knee deep into it with everybody. And coming into the playoff stretch, like, I know I put my best foot forward on and off the field. And so when you have that type of production, when you know how people value you and see you and have told you to your face, and then you see how it's progressed up to this point, that's very disappointing. You feel a little bit confused. And so at this point, I'm just trying to get some clarity on that. Like, just shoot it to me straight, honestly. You know what I mean? But I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I'll continue to bring if given the opportunity. And so, that's kind of – that's the disappointing part, because you thought it was going to go one way, and now you're here. So it's like, how'd that happen? And again, it's big business in the NFL. But also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, of NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored. You want that to be respected. You want that to be valued. And my value is so much more than a dollar amount, and that's how I feel about myself. But I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value, and I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
When you left after OTAs, did you get a strong indication from them that communication would continue, that discussions would progress?
Definitely, and that was a big reason why I came. You know, in 2022, like, that was a completely different situation, but you know, that during that time, like, I left very early because the communication just wasn't there. And so when I came up into this offseason program of wanting to build on what we did last year first and foremost and be with my teammates, like, that was my intention, and feeling everybody in the building knew how engaged I was. But also there's a business side and component to it. And when you've been communicated that you want to get a deal done, you want to progress, and those aren't happening, like, you know, frankly, like, actions do speak louder than words. And that's the same that goes for me. Like, if I go out and say, I want to be this player, I want to do this and do that, but my habits and my actions don't reflect behind that, then people are going to be looking at me sideways. And so I felt like I led with the best foot forward. And, you know, after that kind of wasn't progressing the way that we would have liked, I just felt like I needed to take a step back. And that was the disappointing part. But I got to look out for myself as well. Like, I have a family, you know what I mean? I have my wife and future kids at some point, and you know, I want to honor them with my value as well, and I know what I bring to the table. And so that's kind of how it got to this place where I was understanding that things were going to progress, and they just haven't. And that's disappointing. And you know, on the heels of camp, it's kind of like, what now? And so I just want clarity, honestly, and we'll see where it goes from here. So you know, with the deadlines obviously come up, and you know, We'll see where it goes from there. But without any progressive talking, without any communication, it's kind of just sits here like it is.
Is there a point of no return?
You know, I'm not going to really speculate on that yet. Obviously, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the, you know, the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm going to continue to be, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but, I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just the money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take to take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. You know, I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like my case is different, not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my seventh year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so to just, I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case. And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. In general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It depends on how each organization and front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4.3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of just want to touch on that.
You mentioned you've been in communication with your teammates throughout the course. What has that been like? How do you kind of stay abreast of what they're doing from afar?
Sure. Well, the great thing about it is I've talked to, you know, a lot of them, and offense, defense, you know, they've communicated that they miss me. They communicated that they want me out there, but they also understand it's a business as well, and they understand what I bring to the table, and they're supporting me and standing firm in that, and that means a lot to me because at the end of the day, I want their respect, and they know who I am as a person and as a player. And that's not just because of I'm saying that, it's what I've tried to prove myself each and every day while I'm in that building. The person I am, pouring into the young guys, being a veteran leader and buying into a new regime and what they want to build in the ownership group as well. I've bought in completely, and you know, the tough part is just being away from them, because the camaraderie that's in that locker room is special, and you want to build on what you had last year and take it to the next level. And so not being there, that is the gap. But I know I have their support. I know that they got my back, and if the shoe's on the other foot, like, I'd have their back as well. And, you know, I think just in general with football, and when it comes to contract negotiations, like, when if the shoe's on the other foot and I'm sitting here and was selfish and didn't, you know, wasn't productive last year, like, teams in those situations, they cut players, so they're asking for pay cuts. But when a guy earns it, like, it's just disappointing when there's that, just that, you know, that combativeness, that drawn out process where you feel like, okay, you've earned something, let's compensate you, and not have this long drawn out process. It's a business. I do understand that, but it's just the disappointment in it. But, you know, I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I keep my head held high. I know who I am at the end of the day. I know who God has blessed me to be. And I, you know, that doesn't change based off of how somebody else may feel or view me. I know how I view me. I know how the people in my life, I know how my teammates view me. And, it's just tough to be away from them, but they know that I'm handling business. And the great thing about it, they trust and know, both based off of what they've seen and being around them, that I've been putting the work in. And whenever my time to step on the field, I'm going to continue to be who I've been and continue to get better, because I do know I can continue to get better, like I've shown.
Terry, have you heard from Jaden specifically?
Yeah, I have.
Klorn, who's holding a press conference after an Eastern Motors advertising shoot.
And I'll keep the specifics between us, but yeah, it's great to have his support, honestly, and to know he has my back, and to see how we've grown in our relationship, not just on the field but off the field. And so to know the value you bring to your quarterback, and to know that he sees and feels that means a lot to me. It really does. And he knows I got his back too, not on the field but as a person. We've had a lot of personal, you know, talks, not just now but over the course of his entire first year together. Mm-hmm. And him and I haven't scratched the surface as what we can do as a duo, you know what I mean? From, you know, we, as a team, we had a slow start to the season. We had some hiccups, but we were cooking by the end of the year, you know what I mean? And I feel like with the additions that have been made as well, like, that is only going to help everything. But I know what I bring to the table, and I feel like he does too. And I truly believe we need each other. And so we'll see where it goes from there. I'm gonna continue to talk to him. And stay in contact with him, because you know, he's a great player, but he's even a better person. So when you got guys like that, you know, Zach, Frankie, Quan, Reeves, just to name just a few guys who have reached out and checked in on me and see how I'm doing and say they support me and got my back, that means a lot. And they know I'll do the same for them, because if they didn't, I don't think they would reach out. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You can't BS. You could, you know, I'm going to shoot straight. Some guys could kind of BS the media. You could portray yourself on social media a certain way. You can't BS the guys in that locker room. They know who you are. They know what you bring to the table. They know over a consistent amount of time the character and the person you are. And so to see that those guys see that in me and they want me to be a part of what's being built means everything to me. And I just want to be, you know, back with them and build, if that makes sense.
How much has ownership been involved to this point? And do you feel that it's – How's that relationship going for you?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, the relationship has definitely been great. You know, I mean, I've had personal, you know, conversations with Josh. I've had personal conversations with Mitchell Rails, Mark Hine, Magic, you know. And so up until this point, my understanding is, like, I'm a big part of what they want to continue to build here. There hasn't been any personal communication. You know, I mean, you know, Mitchell Rails and I kind of had a, you know, a few texts back over the offseason, but it wasn't like contractual. But, you know, I think there's personal relationships that I've built there, and I just want them to, you know, be clear with me and honest, you know what I mean, of if they see me as part of this future or not, you know what I mean. And I can handle that, and we move forward. But I'm hoping that they see who I've been, not even just before DQ and AP got here, but who I was when it was terrible. You know what I mean, when things were adverse, when there was a lot of chaos going on, I still held firm and strong, and I held my head held high, and I was a leader. You know what I mean? I'm gonna continue to do that when things are good. Like, things are good or bad doesn't change who I am. Money doesn't change who I am. It's the character of who I've proven to be. And so hopefully, you know, they see that value, and, you know, they make that a priority to get some finality to this one way or another.
Two more questions.
I know you did some traveling.
Yeah.
But where have you worked out generally aside from that?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked out in Florida over the off season. That's kind of my place that I go to work out. I've worked out here. Obviously, when I wasn't missing out on OTAs, you know, I have weight room in my house, and I haven't missed any days. I'm 208 pounds sitting right here, healthy as hell, fast. You know what I mean? And in good spirits. And that's the thing. Like, the money is not what motivates me. It's to be the best person I can be on the field, to bring out the best in myself. I want to be able to walk away from this game knowing that I gave everything I got, that I stayed true to who I was, that I didn't, you know, sell out or try to tear somebody down to build myself up. I've taken my L's and my licks on the chin, you know what I mean? And I haven't complained, and I stay strong during that. And I put in the work no matter what's going on around me. And so I've definitely worked out here. I've worked out in Florida, and I was in Italy getting it in, waking up at 6 a.m., you know what I mean? For real, you know what I mean? And you know, that's just who I am. And I know when I step on the field, whenever that time comes again, like, I'm going to be ready. And I know I put the work in to build off of what I did last year. And so I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, even on Chad Englehart's birthday, I sent him a picture of, you know, the squat rack with 435 on it. Just tell him happy birthday. You know what I mean? Just that's just who I am. And people in that building know that. And it's who I've been. That's who I'm going to continue to be.
How was Italy?
It was beautiful. My wife and I had a great time. That was my first time in Europe. And just to see the architecture, to see the history was really cool. And just, you know, I'm really blessed to be able to be in this position, to be able to not only meet great people, but to earn a great living, living my dream and seeing the world. Like, I don't want to get emotional, but I never saw my life coming this far. My dream was always to make it to the league, but I never saw the position I'd be in today and the respect I'd have from this community, these people who I've just given my heart to, and they gave it to me back. You know what I mean? And but yeah, Italy was amazing. Went to Rome, went to Amalfi Coast, Positano. We went to Florence. We went to Venice. I learned some great Italian. I had a great Italian food. I think I'm good off of.
Let's hear some of that great.
Okay. I just know basic stuff. So, like, all right. But I think, you know, bene is just something that means good. Like, you know, bene, you know? So, like, how you do? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, bene. Buongiorno, the people in Florence are very personable. So, you know, I'm coming down the steps, buongiorno, buongiorno, you know? So it's like, let me get you back, buongiorno, you know? So my wife was kind of correcting me. They make great espresso over there. I've never been a coffee guy. And so I started having some espresso. I was calling it espresso, and my wife was like, it's espresso. Yes. And so, like, I made sure I got that right. But it was a great experience. And, you know, it's actually kind of crazy, like, I'm a low-key guy, you know what I mean? And over there, I was getting recognized, like, left and right.
Really?
Yeah, like, by, obviously, travelers and football fans. But, you know, one of our servers at the place that we stayed in Positano, he was like, yeah, you play American football. You big guy. So everybody's asking me, like, you know, you see a big guy, and I'm, you know, in the hotel we were at, there's big running steps. So I'm running the steps from the top to the bottom. And they're like, who are you? What do you do? You know what I mean? And so just ingratiating myself into that culture with my wife and creating new experiences and great memories and meeting great people was something that was unbelievable. And definitely am glad to be back and figure out what's next.
I can do two non-contractual.
Yeah.
Art Monk announced today that he's going in as jersey's being retired as a fellow receiver. I'm not sure how much you've dealt with Art, but your thoughts on 81 being never worn again?
Man, as it should be. You know, he's the greatest receiver that has played in our organization, in my opinion. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. And, you know, I think a few years ago, Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, Art Monk, just to name a few, we all went to dinner at Prime in Ashburn. And, you know, my understanding was, you know, Art is a chill, laid-back guy back in Florida. And so for him to come out and spend his time and spend his wisdom with us was something that I couldn't it's you can't put a dollar amount on that. And I still take away the conversations we had at that dinner. Unbelievably.
All right, we are going to bail on it. There's only another question left. Terry's last few are all about his Italy trip and Art Monk's retired jersey announcement earlier today. There was a lot to it. Bottom line is he is very frustrated, irked at the whole process, and you can tell he's lost some trust in the process as well. Talked a lot, though. There's a lot to get to. Chris will tackle it next. I'll be back tomorrow to discuss it. Enjoy it. Back tomorrow. See you.